Welcome to the 2013 World Under 23 Ultimate Championship Podcast. I'm Otto Chung. For the eighth podcast, I ask the tournament's manager of social events, Kristen Diefenbaker, what events the players should be looking forward to. This podcast was recorded on Monday, June 18th, 2013. Hey, Kristen.
Hello, hey. How are you?
I'm awesome. So tell us, and tell everyone overseas who's coming to Toronto, what you have lined up for in terms of social events.
You know, we're going to welcome you officially to Toronto on the Sunday, July 21st. We have a great opening ceremonies planned in the late afternoon. I'm not going to get into any of those details. I'm going to keep it all under lock and key until you get there. But after the opening ceremonies, we're going to kick off our first feature game, our showcase game of the week. Right on our feature field and right beside is the beer garden, which is going to be open all week. Our official beer sponsor is Steam Whistle Pilsner, and they are supplying a lot of beer all week for you to enjoy in the beer garden.
Oh, sorry, Kristen. I think for players coming from overseas, we should tell them what the drinking age in Toronto, in Ontario, is.
So the official drinking age is 19 in Ontario. So please, please, please bring your photo IDs with you. You will need your ID to get into the beer garden as well as into our social events throughout the week. Please note, our social events are open to everyone of age. So if you are under 19, don't fret. You can still come to our social events, but we will be checking IDs. And those who are eligible to drink, you will receive a wristband, which helps comply with our liquor licenses. But please don't fret if you're below 19. You still get to participate in everything we do all week.
And this is a big deal for the Europeans coming over because I believe in Europe there is no drinking age.
Yes.
So
yes.
Big surprise for them. For the Americans, huge step forward for them.
Exactly.
Now we're into the tournament. What do you have lined up for all the players when the games are done?
Oh, exactly. So every evening we do have something on the social event calendar for you. Sunday night and Monday night, we have our campus pub nights. So our venue is York University, and York has some great on-campus bars and pubs. So, you know, Sunday night, you're still looking to have a drink with some of your teammates or you're meeting some new friends. And we're going to tell everyone, head on down to the underground. They have some for some drinks or for some snacks, something to eat. The underground is also our official meal plan partner for the week for those of you who have purchased a meal plan through us. I also noted that I think the meal plan payment deadline is June 30th, so you still have time to register for a meal plan if you haven't already. But if not, there are lots of other food alternatives on campus for you as well. We can get into that a little bit later if you'd like.
There's a food court at York University, isn't there?
Yes, it's called York Lane. Picture a really small shopping mall right on campus. It's awesome. There's some retail stores as well as a lot of different fast food joints,
right.
I guess you could say.
Sandwiches, shawarmas,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Burritos, Great Canadian Bagel, Indian food, Japanese. Burgers, as well as some healthy options with salad and fruit bars as well.
York University's come across as the perfect place for this tournament. I've been to tournaments where, you know, they put the players in the middle of nowhere, and the fields in the middle. You have to drive everywhere. It feels like at York University, everything's walking distance. Everything's available for the players.
On-site it is, absolutely. You know, we do have a bunch of those, you know, feature pods that I will get into.
Right.
In addition, one of our Thursday night event is actually a trip off-site.
Oh.
We're so excited for it. We are headed to the Toronto Blue Jay game to watch some Major League Baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays take on the Houston Astros that night.
If Toronto's playing Houston, it's a guaranteed win night for Toronto. Because Houston,
exactly.
Houston sucks. Oh, my goodness. So there'll be a bus, I guess, at York U. Everyone gets on, and you're busing everyone down? Or
Yes, shuttle bus. So we've been guaranteed that all games will be over by 5 o'clock that day, and we encourage everyone to come and join us. Jump on the shuttle bus. Tickets are $25, and that includes transportation to and from downtown Toronto, the Rogers Centre where the Blue Jays are playing, as well as admission to the game. So talk to your team manager if you haven't already, and if you're interested in joining us at the Blue Jay game. We do need to get tickets and pay in advance. So go online. There is a survey there for your team managers, or also just shoot us an email anytime and ask us about it, because we would love to bring all the teams to the Jays game. Right downtown Toronto, the Rogers Centre is actually the first fully retractable roof stadium which exists, which is pretty cool. So on a beautiful day, we're under the stars in the open air, but heaven forbid it were to rain, they could just close that up and we won't get wet. And it's also at the base of the CN Tower, which we do encourage everyone to visit when you're here in Toronto. It's definitely one of the top landmarks for our city.
What else do you have lined up for everyone?
Oh, absolutely. We're jumping all over here.
Right.
So Tuesday night, we're hosting a cultural evening right on campus. We're bringing in food trucks, some of Toronto's finest, as well as some special performances, which, again, I'm going to keep under lock and key. I'm not going to give away the secrets yet, but we're going to encourage you to come out Tuesday night. The beer garden will be open, which it will most nights. The showcase games will be going on. So cultural night, we're really excited for on the Tuesday night. Skipping ahead to the Wednesday night, it's our Caribbean barbecue night. So one of the pubs on campus, the Orange Snail, has been so gracious, and they are hosting a Caribbean barbecue night for us. They have an outdoor patio section. I've been told they're bringing in a steel drum band for us. They're going to have the barbecues going, the drinks flowing, the music. We're going to be outside. So we're very excited for that evening as well. Again, bring your IDs. And if you're under 19, no problem. You can still join us at the party.
Sunday and Monday, it's pub night.
Yes.
Tuesday, Caribbean night. Tuesday is cultural night with the food trucks.
Yes.
Wednesday is Caribbean party night.
Yes.
Thursday is Blue Jays game.
Yes.
Which brings us to Friday.
Friday, yes. We are hosting trade night outdoors.
Yes.
Disc Central, we're very excited for this opportunity. It's going to give all the teams a chance to come together, mingle, bring different types of merchandise that you've brought from your country, from your team, and it gives you an opportunity to trade with other teams. So flags or jerseys or hats or shirts or anything you have. So, you know, when you're packing for this event, make sure you bring anything that represents you or your team or your country that you could possibly trade in during our Friday night trade night. We're also excited for this because we're going to have some live music. We've secured a DJ to come in. The beer garden's going to be open once again, which is a theme throughout the week. We're very excited for trade night.
Trade night. My experience with trade night is your crap is someone else's treasure. So don't be afraid. Like stuff that you, T-shirts and jerseys you have around there, I'll never wear that, bring it to trade night. Because you'd be surprised how someone in Colombia will want that jersey. And then, okay, that leads us to Saturday night?
Saturday night. Save the best for last. You know, the tournament is wrapping up, and like I said, we have put so much into this. We're so excited. We are hosting a live, big outdoor party at the Black Creek Pioneer Village, which is actually a historical site right beside York University, so it's really close in proximity.
It's a recreation of a pioneer or heritage town.
Yes. From the 1800s. And Black Creek's been amazing in the sense that I believe on the Saturday they are granting free admission to anyone who is part of Worlds.
Wow.
So, I know. If you have a free hour or two and a bunch you want to walk over, it's only about a 10-minute walk. You have free admission to this historical village, like you said. You'll be walking through buildings and artifacts, and you get to experience the lifestyle and what it would be like living in the 1800s in a Toronto area. So this is actually the site of our big party on the Saturday night, and we are hosting it in their outdoor pavilion. We've secured a wonderful band and a DJ to play that night. The band is called The Better Half, and they are so excited for this. We're bringing in a food truck, and again, the alcohol will be flowing. We can't wait to have everyone there. We're going to have some videos playing, and it's really going to be a celebration of the whole week, the whole tournament, and just give everyone a chance to, you know, let loose, have fun, and just, again, celebrate everything that happens this week.
And when you party at Black Creek Pioneer Village, you're partying like it's 1899.
Nicely said.
Thank you. Yeah. Is that the end for the social events? And because Sunday is the finals, and we just kick everyone out, or what's going to happen?
Yeah. Well, that leads us to the closing ceremonies. And let me just check here. Again, I'm not going to go into the details about the opening or the closing ceremonies. I would like to reserve that for some surprise when you are there. But I've heard some great things that are being set up for that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Our social event calendar, it does end with a Saturday night party. But like I said, I've heard a rumor that a bunch of teams are staying in Toronto for a few days after the tournament ends. Please, please, please reach out to us, because we have partnered with Toronto Bicycle Tours. So if you want to come and see Toronto on two wheels, I've been on a couple of the tours. They're amazing. For 3 or 4 hours, they will take you through downtown Toronto, St. Lawrence Market. They have a Midtown tour, and actually they also have a Twilight Island tour.
That's so awesome. Toronto Island's the hidden jewel in Toronto no one really knows about.
Exactly. And it's hard logistically to get there on your own. So if you do it with Toronto Bicycle Tours, they hook you up with the ferry to get over there. It's a 1-minute ferry, by the way. But it's a way to see the city from the island that's pretty magical, like you just said. As well, Toronto Urban Adventures walking tours in the city. These are the experts. These are the tour guides who know the ins and the outs. They can take you and show you the Distillery District, which is such an amazing place to see, Kensington Market, Chinatown. So please, please, please just get in contact with us, and we can help you get hooked up with these amazing tour groups. Our email address is social@wfdf2013-u23.com. I know that's a mouthful, so I'll say it one more time. So social, social, @wfdf2013-u23.com.
I'd like to thank Kristen for helping out with this podcast, and we'll see you in Toronto this summer.